Psalms 105:28. He sent darkness and made the land dark, for they had not rebelled against his words.
Today's prayer. Oh, Father, please forgive my rebellion. How many times has my life been dark because I rebelled against your words? I want the light of your glory to shine through in my life. I know that if I walk in obedience to your words, your glorious light will lead my way. Oh, I praise you, Lord Jesus, for the light in my life. Amen. The thought for today, think of the darkest moment of your life. Now apply God's eternal light to it.
Sit in the darkest place you can find, and as you sit there, think of the bleakest, dreariest bottom point of your life. A time when you couldn't feel God's presence. And then turn on the light and imagine God's glory. We to speak of the light. I remember one time we were gathered in a small church and we were praying over my wife because she was having some health problems. And the Spirit came over me. And I remember it taking control, and even though my eyes were closed, I saw beyond my eyelids a brightness that could not have come from anything but the shining glory of the Lord.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Psalms, chapter 30, verse 4, which reads, "Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name."
We continue with obstacles to prayer. The obstacle of tiredness. Some people complain that they're too weary to pray. Inquiry shows that this excuse is made by those who leave their prayer time to the end of a tired day. It is both irreverent and unprofitable to treat our devotions in such a fashion. Reverence, as well as the simple sense of the thing, demands we pray before we're too weary to pray well. I'm a classic case of this. If I pray really late at night and I'm praying by myself, my mind will go off somewhere because it's so tired. We human beings, we forget that God works on a different scope than we do. We need to be fresh and give Him our best. Find a time early in the morning. Get up a few minutes early. It won't hurt you. And just sit and speak with the Lord.